Sometimes we see things on Facebook, and this is what we have to do.
Romeo, trust me, and I will prove more true than those who play the game with far more cunning wit.
More intriguing than a pair of thespians.
Lady, if I come from the moon, I swear.
Anna and Raven deliver a remarkable performance.
It's called the medium sketch.
The medium sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
And now, another edition of Facebook Theater on Star 99.9.
Ooh, my favorite time, my favorite time, my favorite time.
Every once in a while, we'll post something on Facebook, and the comments that you leave us pretty much bewildered as to, what's going on in your heads.
Mm-hmm. And then regular people we know step up and give us gold.
Right. So now that being said, I had posted an article about Januhairy.
Uh-huh.
Now, what Januhairy is, it's a 21-year-old woman out of England who she's trying to push for the entire month of January for women to grow out your armpit hair, grow out your leg hair.
Sure.
All natural.
Right.
To basically show awareness and, respect for the way our bodies should be. There's no reason to conform to the man.
Do you mean it's just not for thermal purposes?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
It's chilly outside.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
So I posted the article.
Awareness then.
On our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. You could also add in your thoughts there. And the comments have been, quite divided. So we will act them out for you.
I love it. Who gets to start?
You can start, Raven, with the first comment from Scott.
Here we go with Scott. Scott says, "Won't it be great when we don't worry about what other people do with their bodies?"
But Miriam responds, "Thank you. Some people don't feel like doing it, so who cares what they do as long as they're not harming other people, right?"
Mary Beth replies, "Oh, no, no, no."
And then Lisa and Brian, which I always think is interesting when couples share their Facebook page. Yeah, Lisa and Brian, they're free. You can get each at your own, but okay.
Nope. This is the way it's going to go.
Yeah. And she responds, "Yeah."
Oh, Laura chimes in. Oh, no.
But then Walter really steps to the plate because he's been thinking about Januhairy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has deep thoughts on it. Stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, boy.
Every few months, someone tries to make this a trend. If you're too lazy to groom yourself, good luck with that. But don't claim it's the latest, greatest thing everyone should try. If we wanted to keep things in their quote unquote natural condition, why not also stop brushing our teeth? You and your hairy beep, go look for a cure for something.
Wow.
Get some granola.
Wow.
Or find something otherwise better used for your time.
That escalated quickly.
Mm.
Joey Rano chimes in, "Better shut that down right now."
Shut it down, Joey
shut
says.
Shut it down right now. This is Joey R.
Don't you assume that Joey R is wearing gold chains and a white t-shirt?
Do you want to know the funniest part of all of this?
What?
I literally know 3 out of the last 5 people we just did.
I'm going to guess.
Joey Rano is my neighbor.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Is he wearing a gold chain and a white t-shirt?
I can see his house from looking outside my house.
I bet you that dude is hairier than any woman in January. But then Christine replies, "I personally feel clean when shaven. IDC, what other people do."
Ario wraps it up with a girl that dirty.
Yep. Thank you, Facebook Theater. You've made it very interesting again this morning. And if you want to chime in on Januhairy, just head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
Didn't you tell me there was an argument on there?
There was an argument. And you know what? We should act that out when we come back.
Oh, thank you. My favorite. But as we continue on with Facebook Theater.
Facebook Theater has to be one of my favorite things because we take the arguments that you have on Facebook with each other on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then we act them out for you.
Yeah, it's real life, dramatized, slightly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had posted an article about Januhairy, which is a group of women out of England that are trying to make a worldwide trend where throughout the month of January, nobody shaves. So women don't shave their armpits, their legs, and they grow it out saying, "Hey, we're all equal, we're all hairy."
Yeah, I thought it was like man-made fleece, but it turns out that they're doing it for awareness.
Yeah, exactly. So I posted the article and, a little bit of an argument arised out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, can you start with what Walter posted that caused the controversy?
Walter says in response to this story, "Stop it. Just stop it. Every few months, someone tries to make this a trend. If you're too lazy to groom yourself, good luck with that. But don't claim it's the latest, greatest thing everyone should try. If they wanted to keep things in their natural condition, why not stop brushing our teeth? You and your hairy blank, go look for a cure for something. Get some granola or find some otherwise better use of your time than process for the unshorn."
Okay.
Line What was that line?
I don't. Yeah, there's a lot of words.
I don't know how to say that word. It was a good one.
But Miriam is not having it.
Oh, okay, Miriam.
And she responds, I'm guessing you have made sure that your whole body is as bald as your head before posting this. Or did you run out of wax? If someone does not feel like shaving, it's not up to you to make any of us make them do it.
Oh. Walter concludes with...
No, Linda jumps in.
Oh, Linda does jump
in. You're going to let Linda get in there, too?
Linda's in there.
Okay.
That's 100% true. But they asked what we thought of the trend. That's all. No judgment on the people.
Not bad for the young understudy. I didn't realize we were giving him a platform here. I was just going to erase it.
I talk on this program.
Walter concludes, Miriam, because I can't say her last name. Yeah, and if someone wants to shave, it's not up to anyone else to sway them otherwise. I bet you like wall-to-wall carpeting in the bathroom, too, don't you? Ick! But yes, Miriam, since you're wondering, my cool shiny tile and hardwood match the drapes.
Ugh, I'm kind of grossed out. Right? So gross.
It was revealing.
I'm done here.